Now, when you took corn to mill, how much would you take usually?
We'd take a bushel. We'd take a bushel and have it ground, and we'd take a bushel and a peck, and we'd give the man a peck to grind it. And I had to ground the white corn. Just had white corn, made white meal.
Now, you know, back in the old days, your mother, you might be outside, and your mother needed something to start dinner with. She said, she might say, bring me in a, how much, you know, she needs some wood.
Bring me a load of wood. Bring me stove wood. Bring me some stove wood, because we just lolled old arm up, you know. And we had a great big box back of the stove and put it in it. We kept that stove wood box full of stove wood. And if it's going to rain, we knew to go home and get stove wood in.
Stove wood was cutting them.
It was cut the length of the stove you burned it in, you know. Of course, it's made of ashes. You had to take up ashes. But you know, that's the best cooking.
Then tell me how you cook in the fireplace and how I fight.
You had, lots of them had iron bars across there and had iron pots and had Dutch ovens. I still got my iron pot and Dutch oven, too. You'd pull the ashes out. And you put your potatoes in that Dutch oven, and you put coals on top of it. It was iron, it had an iron top to it. And that's where you cook your biscuit, on the fireplace. And you pull ashes out, and you had a coffee pot. You put water in it and poured your coffee in your water, and put that on there and let that boil. Boil in your water. That was coffee. That was coffee, too.
Did you ever have kind of a thing that maybe you had three legs on it or something like that?
That's a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever call a spider or anything? You know what a spider was?
Well, now, that kind of like a tree. Uh-huh. Yeah. But a Dutch oven is, it was up on legs. It had three legs, I believe, on it. I don't think it had four. I don't think it had three legs. But this Dutch oven I have now is one you cook on the stove. It doesn't have legs on it. But my pot has legs on it.
Now, that's that thing up over the fireplace, you call that?
Mantle.
The mantle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the mantle.
That's pretty. You got all sorts of things on it. You might keep the clock up there. That's a pretty mantle there. Was that made, designed for?
No, you know, when they made the Aqua Butler Dam down here, they moved cold water. Cold water was down farther. It's where the express is now, where the super is. And they told them that it would overflow down there. So they had to move up to higher ground. They moved cold water up on the hill. And there was wrecking houses down there. And Granddaddy Wheeler saw this mirror, and he asked them for it, and they gave it to him. I just have plain mirrors on the other five mantles.
That's sure pretty. Now, you call this room the...
I call it the living room.
Living room?
Uh-huh. But it was called parlor. This was the parlor. And that was the guest bedroom in there.
Yes, ma'am.
And this family bedroom. There's three bedrooms upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then the dining room and the kitchen and the pantry. And see, that they wasn't making baths when they had this house made. But every room has got a closet. I thought that was remarkable. There's a closet in every room. So we had to make a... bathroom on the porch out here, put down a north porch, and we opened it in the dining room, and we were going to put another room out there and open this door and have this for, have a hall right out there,
yeah.
And then put a bath on that end, but we never did get that far along. And that bathroom's been here nearly 70 years.
Now, what does this room have? What did you call that?
Upstairs, I have three bedrooms up there.
I see.
And then I have a porch all the way across the front. And before we had air conditioning, we slept up there. We had five or six beds out there on the front porch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you know, they sprayed for cotton, and there didn't want any mosquitoes, and the flies didn't bother us. But we never had any screens,
yeah.
Mosquito bars, anything. But they never flies, never bothers the mosquitoes either.
You know, I've heard that, Ms. Wheeler. They say